What's up, guys? Welcome to the Social Bamboo Podcast, teaching only the fastest and most sustainable social media growth strategies out there. I'm your host, Derek Vidal, and on today's episode, we're talking about a topic a lot of people don't really want to talk about because the answer may be scary. And of course, we always want to say, no, it's not Instagram's fault. It's mine. I just got to get better. It's not Instagram's algorithm's fault. I just got to do better content, better posting time, all that stuff. Of course, that is the right way to think about it. I'm very proud of you if that has been the way you've been responding to everyone seeing quite a bit less hashtag impressions, quite a bit less reach. And if you're not part of that group that is experiencing less hashtag impressions and just, reach overall, congrats to you. That means your content is spectacular. You're probably hashtagging perfectly. You've got a lot of things going for you right now. But the brutal reality is that most people are seeing a dip in organic reach by a significant amount. And this has been going on for well over a year, but in the last couple months especially has been very hard to get hashtag impressions. I've really been doing everything I can to combat it, and I'm going to give you guys plenty of good advice today of what you can do to actually make sure that your Instagram account survives in 2021 and you can still keep growing and setting realistic expectations for what you can expect to see from organic reach going forward. Now, before we get into the episode, though, I want to let you know I have a few spots left in my Marketing Mastery Program for 2021. Brief overview of the program. This is a small yet elite group of students, not elite and that your business is blowing up already, but elite. And then you got the mindset to make it happen. You're ready to put in the work, and I'm not going to have to baby you as far as getting stuff done, but you could use my help as far as making your ads better, making your emails better, even just getting the infrastructure of your business set up better, and things just aren't working for you. You're stuck, but you have this vision and you're not going to give up. That's where I come in. And I designed it in a way that would be, I did it with this in mind. I said, what would I have bought from myself 3 years ago when I was just getting started with an e-commerce store? And at that time, you know, when you're a new business, one, you're a little scared of investing in yourself. You haven't really bought coaching yet and you haven't fallen on your face yet. So it's kind of weird to buy coaching sometimes when you're a brand new business owner, especially with a lot of the 5K, 10K programs out there. And should they do it? Yes, they absolutely should be in some kind of coaching program. It is very difficult to know what the hell you're doing when you're brand new and just going off of YouTube videos and everyone's teaching you random stuff and just kind of trying to make it up as you go. You'll quickly find there's a lot more to it that you didn't expect. And me, when I was brand new in e-commerce, I didn't invest in any kind of coaching or courses at the beginning. And that's why sometimes if you guys hear me on the show talk about, like, trust me, get a coach, I'm kind of yelling at my former self because I was really mad looking back at the amount of mistakes that I made that I absolutely would never have made had I had a coach. Like, if me 1 year into e-commerce could have been teaching me at year zero, I would have done things completely different. Okay. And it's just very hard to wrap your mind around the fact that you're going to run into problems that you don't know what to do about. And you're also going to come up with solutions that are wrong. And that's totally fine. But it's just knowing that, not having that ego about it and saying, look, I'm new at this. It's fine to be new at something. It's fine to be bad at something, but I am committed to make this work. I want to be my own boss. I want to quit my day job, and the income that I'm getting from my, you know, entrepreneur side hustle, as a lot of you have it right now, is just not enough to comfortably do so. And that is really the true goal of this program. Apart from I help you with your marketing, it is to get your income level to what it needs to be so that your lifestyle is what you want it. All right. So maybe you're already doing a lot in sales numbers, but your business is not set up in an automated way. That is absolutely a specialty of mine where we can come in and make sure we create an automated sales process for you so you can begin sales while you sleep. If that is not happening for you right now, this program would be very easy to earn your investment back. So that's how I structured it. I wanted to structure it in a way that even new business owners could easily earn their investment back. So rather than charging you a lump sum up front, it is pay as you go coaching. And the rate is probably a lot less than a lot of you are thinking. It's not like, you know, $50 or $100. It's not something so low that we're going to have people who really don't care about their business and really don't know what they're doing, right? Like, these are going to be committed people that are in the group. And how the coaching works is that you have access to talk to me up to twice on a weekly basis. Okay. There's two times a week that I come on a Zoom call and answer your question. I address each person individually. So even though it is a small group that is on these calls, each person is brought on one at a time, and we handle the biggest problem on your plate that week and get you set up so that the next week that you come on the call, we have that stuff done and your business is always moving in the quickest way possible. So if you want your business to work in 2021 rather than you mess it up in 2021, wish you got a coach in 2022 and then maybe figure it out then, just trust me on this one. Having a business mentor who has done all the things that you're about to try is going to be, I'm going to be able to give you so much advice to more than save you the time and the money that you are would have otherwise spent learning it the hard way like I had to. And like I said, that's why I'm always kind of like, trust me, get coaching. I'm just yelling at my former self who really needed a business coach when he got started, despite being a good marketer and being, you know, very motivated and having a great mindset. Like, none of that really matters as far as executing the right way. Like, it does, but it's just part of the equation. Like, you need all of that and the proper strategy in order to make it work. Otherwise, it doesn't matter how determined you are or what your vision is or what your brand is or any of that shit. Doesn't matter if you're not doing the right online marketing strategies and keeping up with the ever-changing online marketing world. So I invite you, if you think you would be a good fit for this program, if you are willing to hustle and hold up your part of being a mentee, I am absolutely ready to hold up my part of being an awesome mentor for you in 2021. So how it works is I can't accept everyone, but I would love to talk to you first if you want more details. So feel free to just book the free phone call. All right. It's in the link. You can do it right now while you listen to the episode. Book the call with me. We'll talk for about 30 to 45 minutes about your business. See where you're at. If I think, if I know that I can coach you through this and really give you a chance to, you know, get to 10K a month, 20K a month, whatever your income level goals are. If I really think that I can make that a reality for you, I will let you know and I will show you how I would plan to do it. And if you think that's a great plan and you want my help along the way, then awesome. We can do the coaching program. If not, no problem. At least you got on the call and you figured out more about the program. So if you are listening to this episode right now before January 14th, that is when this first group is going to start. However, if at any point I don't have the group full, then I will have an open spot just along the year as it goes. Like, my intention is to have this group full by the 14th. But just in case it's not, regardless of when you're listening to this episode, go into the details, go fill out an application. And if there are still spots left, then after you fill out the application, it will bring you to a link to book a free phone call with me. If there's not any spots, then it will put you on a wait list. So no matter what, even if it's 2022, if this program is still going on, the link will be active and you will be able to book a call if there is an opening. So basically, you can come and go. Like, students can leave this program at any time. You can stay for a year. You can stay for a couple months. You can even just buy 1 month from me just to test it out. If you really are like, I'm unsure if I want a business coach, please don't just be like, well, I guess I just won't get one. I'm giving you a way to sample it. You can get 1 month of coaching from me at the minimum here, as the minimum amount. And then after that month, if you don't love it, just cancel it. No problem. But for this first group of students, my social launch formula course, which is $600, I will give you that for free, even if you commit to 1 month of coaching, which is less than that course. Okay. So if you want my social launch formula course, just go buy a month of this coaching, get that course for free. And then, hey, if you're not loving it, then you can cancel at that time. But why do you think I do that? It's because I know what your business needs, and I'm seeing things that you're just not seeing right now, and that has nothing to do with you being stupid. The only thing that is stupid is to think that there aren't people ahead of you that have something to teach you, all right? Just like the you in 5 years could easily be a great business coach for you today. Okay, I'm basically you a few years into the future. For a lot of you where your business is at. But even for those of you who have been in business for 20 years, there's still a lot that I can teach you in my respective field. So I'd love to have you in the program, probably. but book a call and let's make sure it's a good fit first. And that is a free call, no obligation. So go do that and let's get into the episode, guys. All right. So there are three ways to combat this organic reach being dead. To reflect a little bit more on organic reach being dead, though, my account at Derek Vidal, I have been making significant strides in my content. Go check it out real quick. If you go to Instagram at Derek Vidal and you scroll down my feed, I've archived a lot of posts and I archived my worst posts. And if you go back to the end, like, the start of my feed, those aren't even the prettiest posts right there. So you can imagine that even before that, I had uglier posts and I had to archive those. And those uglier posts were getting hashtag impressions. They were getting explore impressions regardless of how well they did. Even as like a brand new account before I had like a following, Instagram had organic reach at that time, okay? Instagram had strong organic reach before 2017. 2018 is when it first started to...
Money is all around us, and we think about it more than almost every other aspect of our lives. But how can we make more of it, and what's our drive for building wealth beyond just the numbers in our bank account? Join us on the Make More podcast as our host, Matt Heslin, brings to you a dynamic lineup of experts in the world of investing, business, health, and beyond. Together, they unpack the secrets to not just surviving, but thriving in today's economy. It's about more than just wealth. It's about crafting life experiences, seizing opportunities, and building a legacy. Subscribe now to the Make More with Matt Heslin podcast and join us every week for new expert insights and inspiration.
Slow down. 2019, it slowed down quite a bit. And then 2020, it slowed down a lot. Okay. Now, for those of you that are still getting hashtag impressions, you're probably getting more than you ever have. So some of you listening to this episode, you might be like, what are you talking about? Instagram organic reach is dead. My impressions keep going up. And the reason why is because you are still passing Instagram's content barrier for what is worthy of being a trending post. And if you are passing that barrier, which is set very high and very few people can make it past, you are exploding, all right? So Instagram's organic reach is not dead, but it's very limited to the amount of people that it's giving it to. It just, you have to pass a lot of standards with your content, with engagement and the time people spend on your post and getting all the vanity metrics, the likes, the comments, the saves, the DMs, especially the DMs, okay? Shareable content is going to always, you know, have that viral factor and then it's getting shared, but that action shows Instagram that it's good content more than anything else, and DMs and people sharing it to their story will significantly help you trend on hashtags. So the organic reach potential is greater for basically the top 1%, and it is pretty screwed for the rest of the 99%. And I have, you know, this account, Derek Vidal, in the Instagram marketing and coaching space, and I have been trying to up-level my content actively. Hopefully you can see that it's a lot better than it used to look even like a month ago. And it still is hard for me to get hashtag impressions. My last few posts have gotten less than 50 hashtag impressions, and I am more used to 200 to 1,000 at least, even if the post doesn't do that well. So I've been messing around, doing less hashtags, doing smaller hashtags, doing bigger ones, and still it is all about the content, how well it does with your base following, before the hashtags even matter, right? So before hashtags even have a chance to work for you, your base followers have to give it enough engagement. And splitting that up a little bit more than just your base following. What I found is Instagram is going to show your post to the people who are most likely to like it first, right? Your best friends, the people who always like it, who always watch your story. And if they like it, then they know, all right, first test done. Let's move it out to a wider audience. If they like it, awesome. First test done. Now let's show it to their followers who rarely like their stuff and they still like it. Okay, let's start it trending on some of these smaller hashtags. All right, did well there. Let's put on some of the bigger ones. It is a long process with a series of hurdles to get a post to trend now. And I had a post the other day. If you're still looking at my page right now, it is the one that says apps to create HQ content. So high quality content, obviously. And that one there, it got 108 likes, which is like okay, but it got 131 saves, which I have never seen my saves be higher than my likes before. It just shows you how stingy people are with handing out likes nowadays. They're like, I want to look at this later, but I'm not going to like it, even though I know how much it helps. Sorry, I get sour when people don't like my stuff and I can see the amount of people that are watching it and saving it. And that post right there still got less than 35 hashtag impressions. I can't even see it because it's not in my top four impressions. It's home, explore, profile, other, and other has 35. So that tells me hashtags got less than 35 and I got 131 saves. I'm like, what are you wanting? And I got 16 DMs from it, 14 comments, 108 likes. All of those obviously could be higher, but they should have been high enough to get me at least 50 hashtag impressions. So when I see stuff like that, it really shows that the bar for the amount of content that is trending is set extremely high. So go to your explore page and look and say, like, this is the content that is going viral. All right. And that's why it's very hard to get your post consistently ranking amongst some of these other things. My page, I don't even follow food accounts, but it is just like the most delicious food ever is most of my explore page. Then I see some workout videos, and this workout video is shot with an HD high quality camera. There's effects. It's done very, you know, it's done as best as a workout video can be done. I'm seeing some reels that are funny. So funny super funny content is always going to have a place for trending. And then I'm seeing, there's a TikTok dance that made it onto reels that's trending, and they've got a freaking Corvette in the background with like 9 expert dancers at the front. It's just hard to get your posts on explore page nowadays when this is what the explore page looks like. All right. So it is always about your content, but what is happening is the top 1% are the only people trending. Okay. And on top of that, it's not the top 1% of content. It's the top 1% of content designers. Okay. So imagine for a second that you're looking at any of my posts that have great design to them. Okay. And I say great design because I'd even make some of these that had great design. I had to hire a designer so that I could up level my content. And those kind of moves are necessary nowadays, guys. Like, you either die with it or you adjust. And I've been trying to do graphic design long enough that I know how good I am at it, and I had to get some help with it. So even those great designs, like, imagine that same post that won apps to create high quality content, but it just didn't look nice. It was bad design. Same exact content, teaching you the exact same thing. It would get barely any likes. If it doesn't have good design, then it doesn't get any likes. And if your page doesn't have good design, it's very hard to get followers. So when I look at the other Instagram marketing, you know, experts out there that have big followings, there's one guy like Marketing Harry. His content is not better than mine, okay? And I don't mean that in a disrespectful way at all. I mean that because it's basically the same as mine. I'm talking about the same shit on my podcast as he's talking about in his infographics. And I try to do it in my infographics too, but dude, I don't have a right brain. Like, I don't make 10 slide carousels with like a billion effects on each page that take me like 5 hours to make. Like, those things would take me so long to make. And then he's just cranking them out all day. And either he has a team or he's got, or he's just got a designer's brain with it. But the people that have awesome content and awesome design are the ones that are still trending on Instagram as far as infographics go. The ones that are actually trending that have video content are shooting it on professional cameras, not on their phone. And I know it's been a thing like, oh, you only need your phone to get started. Yes, you do need your phone to get started, but you cannot be filming on your phone and be within the 1% of people in your market. Okay, let's look at this for a second, because this concept applies to the entire world. We know that the top 1% own more wealth than the rest of the 99% by a good margin, by a fat margin, right? And it is the same thing with every other thing in life. The top 1% of football players are the only people making any money at all, and they're making a shitload. The top 1% of online coaches are making money. The top 1% of public speakers are making money. The top 1% of e-commerce stores are making money. And the 99% are usually struggling or are getting average income levels. So when you are choosing your business opportunity, know that you are saying, what am I willing to be in the top 1% of? Because those are the only people that make it. And when I say this, please don't let that discourage you. If you're a true entrepreneur, you are saying, got it, be in the top 1%. And for me, when I realized, like, look, only the top 1% of online coaches are making it, my initial response was, oh, okay, I'll just be in the top 1% then. So just know, like, duh, you can get there. You just have to have the top 1% mentality, top 1% of, you know, actively growing and reading in the industry, top 1% of work ethic. And when you, I've worked, you know, in sales long enough and seen the amount of people that come in and just don't know what the hell they're doing and leave and just quit so easily. And the amount of people that quit in life, like literally whatever you do, you've seen it. You know, most people quit within 3 months. It's not that crazy hard to be in the top 1% of something in the world. So please don't see this as something that should, you know, discourage you, but also think, all right, what do I actually have a fair shot at being in the top 1% of, and such by me just choosing to be in the top 1% and growing and actively participating in the top 1% bracket will be enough. Okay. So you're good, but just make sure you're choosing a business opportunity that you know it is only going to work if you are in the top 1% of your industry. So do you have in the top 1% of content that you're creating for people? Because if not, that's why you're not going to get hashtag impressions, and you're not going to get like any at this point. Unfortunately, it's just you either get a shitload or you get none. And it's always kind of been like that, but never to this degree. Let me go on my 45K e-com brand for a second, because this account, you know, is still decently strong and has a better chance to get on hashtags than my 10K Derek Vidal account. But when I'm on this count here, I did a post an hour and a half ago. I wanted to do it for the sake of talking about it on this podcast. So let's see how it's doing. Going back though to posts, I have 29,000 hashtag impressions on that one. Going back one post, I have less than 21 hashtag impressions on that one. Going to today's post, it has 256 likes in the first hour and a half, 10 DMs, 9 saves, 2 comments, and 4 hashtag impressions. So even though it's gotten over 250 likes in the first hour and a half, it hasn't even started trending on hashtags yet. It's got 4 impressions. It still has not gotten enough validation from my following for Instagram to say, let's make this post trend. So if it's actually notable results, I'll reflect on it next week or I'll throw it up on my story. But as of right now, an hour and a half in of getting great results. And like, this is a viral repost. I just wanted to see like, all right, can I just viral, repost this viral content, do the hashtags as best as I can and see how it works. And that is a pretty good amount of likes for what I would typically get within the first hour and a half. But it is still not passing Instagram's content barrier of let's start putting it on hashtags. So what I would do with your hashtags is start using smaller ones that are going to be easier to compete on. And I mean like under 1 million, I would start there. If you have the program IQ hashtags that I recommend, and I have that linked in the description here, if you want to go get a free account, I believe the Hashtag's performance tool that I'm recommending to you right now, though, is part of the paid subscription. So you might look at getting that, but the Hashtag's performance tool is great because it shows you the results that each of your individual hashtags is getting. And if it ever ranked, you know, on the top hashtags page, and then you can see, okay, are any of these even working for me? And then you can narrow down to just the ones that you're consistently ranking on. So yeah, that's called iqhashtags.com, but go to the link in the description if you wouldn't mind to support this show, because it is an affiliate link. And if you ever do get a paid subscription, you'll buy me a cup of coffee. So appreciate it. But have that rule that your goal is to produce in the top 1% of content in your industry. Otherwise, organic reach is going to be dead for you and you're just posting to your followers. So that's still valuable, posting to your followers. But yeah, if you're not in the top 1% of content in your industry, and it doesn't have to be every single post, but at least every once in a while, you get one that would rank in that, you know, that top 1%, then you're going to have a chance to rank on hashtags. Otherwise, yeah, organic reach is largely dead on Instagram. So congrats to those of you who are in the top 1% and are seeing more hashtag impressions than you've ever seen before. But give me some of them back until I get there, please. The second tip that I have for you guys is to know that you are not Instagrammers. You're not YouTubers. You're not Facebook marketers. You're a business and a content creator. So your focus is on what platform will favor my content the most right now. And when you have that willingness to be flexible on it, you're never going to be looking at things like, what's that new one, Clubhouse? And then of course, you know, TikTok is just becoming more and more prevalent every day. But you don't look at these new apps as a burden, like, damn it, now I have to start over there. You look at it like, oh, they favor my content more than these other apps. Perfect. Let me go post on there. And you're still creating content the same way. Like, you are a content creator trying to get your message out into the world, and you will pick whichever platform is going to help it get out the most. And you are going to design your content around what that platform wants. All right. That's the name of the game. So be flexible and know that that's part of it. But think about, how can I grow my Instagram using outside platforms that have better reach right now? So I love to talk about using your TikTok and then using your bio and your TikTok and connecting it to your Instagram and promoting that people go follow you over there. So you create a viral piece of content, but you give some kind of incentive. If you have any questions, DM me on Instagram. For more content like this, make sure to check out my Instagram. Whatever you can do to just let people know that there's something happening on your Instagram, but utilizing TikTok's reach is a great idea. If you got a YouTube channel, that's a great way to grow your Instagram. Most of my Instagram followers at this point are still coming from the podcast. So I would very much appreciate you follow me while you're looking at my account. Damn it, it's right in front of you. And, you know, that's how you can really grow your page effectively, regardless of what happens with the Instagram organic reach, is always having an inflow of followers coming from outside platforms. So that's the second tip, is make sure you're utilizing other platforms other than Instagram to grow your Instagram. The third thing is what every business needs to be striving for. And it's something that a lot of new business owners don't like to do because it does cost money. But the question of, is Instagram pay to play, has been around for years, and the answer is absolutely. It is pay to play if you're really playing in the big leagues. The amount of people that are doing over 10K a month in revenue organically is small. There's plenty of people that are doing it, and usually they're coaches that are selling like a high ticket program. But like, the amount of e-commerce businesses that are doing over 10K a month organically, it is very small, from Facebook and Instagram. There probably are plenty that are doing over 10K a month organically from SEO and other sources like that that are more favorable. But to be making over 10K a month on, you know, products that are less than $100 from just an organic audience, it's just, why would you even want to strive to do that? Because organic marketing is trading your time for sales. Paid advertising is trading your money for sales. And the profit margin obviously is smaller with paid advertising. So that's why organic is very popular and you don't have to dish money out. But at the end of the day, if you want to be making sales while you sleep, it is going to be coming from paid advertising. So there's lots of different ways that you can run advertising where you're running ads to, you know, buy this product, or you're running ads to a webinar to sell a course, you're running ads to an ebook to then send them an email sequence after that then closes them on your 7-day free challenge, and then you get them into your, like, there's so many things that you can do. Okay, there's a billion things that you can do, and that's why it's very difficult for me to teach you, because I can't possibly teach you this unless you get into my marketing mastery program, honestly, because every business is different out there. What you should do is not something that me or any business owner out there can tell you what to do without looking at your business. The things that I can teach you without actually looking at your business are going to be more general things. So I can teach you how to do hashtags without actually going over to your account. I can teach you how to run a social media giveaway with my social launch formula course, because it's a very specific marketing strategy and it gives so many examples of all these different businesses and industries. But even then, when people get on a phone call with me while they're running a giveaway, there's so much more that I can add than I'll ever be able to put into my course, because every business has uniqueness factors about it. So if you've ever bought a course on Facebook ads, it probably didn't do shit for you, honestly. If you bought a course on like Facebook ads for e-commerce or Facebook ads for online coaches, that would be a lot more helpful. But even then, let's just look at e-commerce for an example. Is the way that I'm going to sell a ring light different than how I would sell a coffee mug, different than how I would sell a whiteboard, different than how I would sell a vacuum, different than how I would sell a guitar? I'm just looking around my room right now. I can totally give you a basic template for start with the problem and then do a hook and then do a transition over to your offer. Like, I can give you that template, but the amount of people that can actually just get that template and run with it have a lot of natural marketing talent. Okay. You'd have to have a ton of sales experience, not just talent, but like actual skill set in sales from tried and tested, marketing material that you've done in the past. You'd have to be a well-seasoned marketer for me to give you formats, for ads, and you just execute them properly. So if you are really wanting to get into paid ads and you're not wanting to spend a ton of money to figure it out, this is something that I would definitely recommend that you get a coach for. And this is a reason why a lot of people are joining my marketing mastery program right now, is because they've spent a lot of money on ads and it hasn't worked for them. And if you haven't spent any money on ads, then you basically got two options. You can invest in a coach to help you with them at the beginning, and you're still going to have to spend money on them before you get them to work, but it's just going to be a lot less. Or you can try to run them on your own and you're going to spend a shitload of money before you realize that they don't work and you don't know what you're doing. And feel free to challenge me on this one. But this is not even a question, that if you're trying to run ads for the first time on something, it's not going to work. All right. The Facebook ads are very expensive at this point. So you have to be a great marketer in order to get it to work right away. The only way that I would see someone being profitable right out of the gate is if they are selling a 5K, 10K, 15K coaching program. And regardless of if you spend like $10,000 to acquire that client or not, it isn't going to matter. You're still going to be in the profit. Otherwise, if you're selling like a $17 profit margin item, then you have $17 to acquire a customer, or you're going to be in the negative. And that is very hard to do if you've never run ads before. So running ads is how to grow a business regardless of what happens with the algorithm. And despite Facebook and Instagram ads being more expensive than they ever have been, they still are the best place that you can advertise on, simply because the amount of data they have on your customers. So you know that your ads are always getting placed in front of quality customers. Okay. So regardless that it costs more to get that in front of them, they are qualified buyers that if you can design your marketing in a way that actually gets them to click over to your website, and then your website is designed in a way that actually gets them to check out, And then your sales funnel is designed in a way that actually gets them upsold. And then your email marketing campaign is designed in a way that actually gets them to buy again. That's the only way you're going to make it anymore. And all of that stuff is very hard to do without someone looking at your specific business. And the way that I look at it, okay, I used to sell Cutco knives, and all of my mentors in that helped me so much. And the reason why they had the opportunity to help me out a ton is because we were all selling the exact same thing. When you go to a business conference and you hear someone up there, they're talking about how to sell the exact same thing you're selling. But when I go to online marketing conferences, like I went to that Funnel Hacking Live earlier this year, you are learning great stuff, but you are learning about how each person sold what they sell. And you can't model it exactly and expect great results. And these people, like, you know, though, that they know what they're doing, and you're like, oh, if I could just get them on a phone call and they could look at what I'm selling, though, then maybe they could help me adjust this to make it work for me. And that's what Marketing Mastery is about, because I don't want to come out with a Facebook ads course, because it would just fuck all of you over. Okay. Honestly, it would fuck all of you over, because you'd all waste so much money and say, this isn't working. And I'd be like, yeah, I gave you templates, but I can't do much more for you other than if I look at your business and come up with marketing angles for you. I really wish, you know, maybe I'll have like one of my own students on like a podcast someday. But one of the things that I'm pretty good at is, if you just tell me what you're selling, I will just throw out marketing angle after marketing angle just really quick for you. So if that's what your business needs, if you actually need hands-on coaching for your situation, and I'm telling you, if you want to make it big with Facebook ads, it's either going to cost you a lot of money, or you can invest the money into coaches and it's going to be a lot cheaper that way. I'd love to help you. Otherwise, even if you don't want to coach with me, please look for someone to help you running paid ads, because I really wish that I did this when I was younger and trying to do it for the first time. Okay, so those are my three major things for how you guys can actually keep up with organic reach being largely dead. Number one, be in the top 1% of content in your industry, not just in the substance of the content, but also in the design of the content. Both have to be in the top 1% in order for hashtags to work anymore. The second thing is, look at platforms that have more organic reach and use those to fuel your Instagram, because Instagram is the easiest place to sell people for social media. Email marketing is way easier to sell people on, though, than Instagram. And that's why I use my Instagram largely to collect emails, where most sales do happen. If you don't have email marketing going too, you are behind on that. But ConvertKit, you can get a free account with through my link. So that's another affiliate link. But yeah, it's another free account that you can get. So if you need to get started with email marketing, get that linked in my description. But yeah, don't just rely on Instagram to grow your Instagram. Rely on other platforms that can help you. And the third thing is, establish some kind of profitable paid advertising. There's so many different things that you can do here. But like I said, organic marketing is trading time for money, and paid advertising is trading money for sales. Okay, so yeah, it's trading time for sales versus money for sales is what I meant to say. And the amount of time that it is costing you to get those sales is growing. That's what organic reach dying means, is that the amount of time that you're having to trade into organic marketing for those sales is getting more and more, and it's becoming less and less worth your time. So it's time to think, all right, if I was going to design some paid ads to be getting me sales while I sleep so that I can actually quit my day job and get to that next level, what would that be? So if you think I'd be a good fit to help you with that, go apply at the link in the description, and I will talk to you probably in the next few days. Can't wait to meet you and figure out all about your business. But otherwise, look for more episodes out next week, and I will talk to you later.